Good day, everyone. Welcome to a very special audio interview on bullmarketrun.com. I'm John Hallstein. Today, we take a detailed look at a very curious company, Curry Rose Resources, CUI, on the TSX Venture Exchange, that has an outstanding portfolio of properties in Tanzania, where they have been active for the past 6 years. If you're looking for a company that has shown stability and perseverance, this is certainly it. Harold Smith has been president and CEO of Curry Rose Resources for the past 17 or so years, and he joins us on the line today from his office in St. Catharines, Ontario. Harold, it's a pleasure to have you on BMR for the very first time.
Hi, John, and thank you for having me on BMR.
Now, you've been at the helm of Curry Rose for a very long time, Harold, but for those investors who are not familiar with you, tell us a bit about yourself, because management is so important when evaluating a company.
Well, John, I got involved in the company back in 1994. Prior to that, and a few years after that, I was involved in the real estate management business and commercial development. I had a large management firm with 12 in-house employees and about 30 out-house employees. So I've got a lot of experience in the management end of things.
And you're an entrepreneur by heart.
Yes, I am. I've been involved in a lot of deals over my lifetime.
So what got you interested in Curry Rose and in the mining industry?
Well, it was through a friend of mine that I'd met here in St. Catharines that at that time was the president of the company. And, you know, he was getting close to retirement years, and the company hadn't done anything for a number of years. And I'd always had interest in the mining game. In fact, I've always been a bit of a gold bug. So he invited me to a few of the meetings, and I got involved in it, and later on became president of it.
So how would you describe your management style, Harold?
Very thorough. Being involved in the real estate industry, it's a pretty tricky industry, and you've got to do a lot of homework and a lot of due diligence. And anything we've got involved in, I've tried to do that with this company. You got to look out for shareholder value. In my previous business experience, it was just me, but now, you know, you've got shareholders to look after.
Now, the amazing thing about this company, and I have not seen too many examples of this before, but Curry Rose has actually been around as a publicly trading company for 37 years, and there has never been a consolidation. That's amazing.
It is, and that's correct. When I got involved with the company in 1994, there were 6.5 million shares outstanding, and that's all the shares that were out from that time. From its inception, it started out in Quebec. Was a gold property in Quebec, and it was on the borderline of Curry Township and Rose Township. So they decided to name the company Curry Rose.
Let's talk about Tanzania. I know you've got a property in Ontario, and this is actually part one of a two-part interview, and we'll talk about the Ontario property that you've joint ventured or that you've optioned to Trueclaim. We'll talk about that in part two. But let's discuss your holdings in Tanzania, because, Harold, you've got a very large land package there. You first got into Tanzania about 6 years ago, I believe it was. And what got you involved there?
We got involved in 2005. What had happened, John, it'd been pretty dormant through the lean gold years, I guess, for sake of a better word. We went through the years of gold at $250 an ounce. Mm-hmm. The gold market started getting exciting again, and the prices started going up. And through a mutual friend, I was introduced to a couple guys from Australia that had a company there called Sub-Saharan Resources. So I spent 2 or 3 days with them in Vancouver. They had a lot of ground in Tanzania. They'd been there for 14 years, and they were looking for a company to do joint venture with. So they presented a couple main properties to us. They had one grassroots property that we've really never done anything with, and we ended up doing a joint venture with them.
Mm-hmm. And initially, you made a pretty interesting discovery right off the bat, actually, the Mama Zengo discovery in 2005.
That was our first drill program. I think it shocked the sub-Saharan people more than it did us. But we got very lucky there. We had some very nice grades.
Let's give listeners a quick overview, Harold, of the projects you do have in Tanzania, beginning with the Mabali Hills project, which includes the Mamazingo discovery, which you want to follow up on with further exploration, and of course Susie River, which you're drilling right now.
Okay, the Mabali Hills project, which is about the center of the gold fields, we've got 261 square kilometers on the Mabali project. Then east south of that, we have what we call Jubilee Reef, which is 101 square kilometers, and then off to the west, we have the Sakinki project, which is 297 square kilometers.
So you hold a lot of ground, Harold, in what is referred to as the Lake Victoria Goldfields, the Lake Victoria Greenstone Belt, which has been explored aggressively really only since the 1980s and has already proven to be very prolific.
Yes, yes. There's a lot of deposits in the Lake Victoria Goldfields. The Gaida mine, which is about 14 million ounces. Barrick has the Bula, which is around 12 or 13 million ounces. Now, the Gaida mine is all open pit. The Bula is underground.
Mm-hmm.
But just south of us, we got Golden Ridge with 2 million ounces. The Katanga just north of us with 500,000 ounces. And there's three or four, Golden Pride's got 2.6 million ounces. And there's a couple other ones around that million and a half ounce size.
Let's talk about the Sakinki project in a little more detail, Harold, because this is a really interesting property surrounding the former Sakinki mine, one of the very original mines in Tanzania. And as they say, the best place to find a new mine is near an old mine, so there's a lot of potential with Sakinki.
Yes, we have an awful lot. We did a lot of grassroots work on it last year. We did a lot of soil sampling, and we did some rock samples, and we got extremely good grades. There's a creek running below the plateau of where we had where we found everything. Below the plateau on the soil samples, below that was a creek. And there were people in there panning, and they were getting 68 grams in half a day.
Wow. Wow.
It was tremendous. And our soil samples were very, very good there.
And that mine stopped producing quite a few years ago, I believe it was.
A lot of years ago, yeah. We tried to actually buy the mine, but the fellow was just impossible to deal with. He just didn't want to sell it. So we had the opportunity come up that we could buy all the ground around it, and that's what we did.
And quite often in those situations, what you eventually find out is that there are extensions to these mineralized zones, and it's quite possible, I mean, when they found that deposit originally, that it might not be the main deposit that they found there. So, I mean, you're surrounding that entire area, so there appears to be really good potential there.
There's gold there. It's just a matter of finding exactly where it's coming from. We identified 12 kilometers by 800 meter wide structure will be the main target.
Wow. Wow,
big.
That is big. So that is obviously one of your major goals for the near future here, going into next year, is really start to do some exploring at that particular project.
Exactly. We did 13, I'm just seeing my note here, we did 1,300 samples there.
Wow. Interesting. Now, let's go back to Mabali Hills here for a moment and talk about the property that you're drilling as we speak. The Susie River property, and that's a very exciting little property you've got there. You came up with some really outstanding grab samples historically. There have been some phenomenal grades pulled out of there through rock chip sampling and other exploration work, but it hasn't really been thoroughly or properly drilled up to this point. I know you did a little bit of drilling there a couple of years ago, and you had problems finding the target, but you're going about it the right way this time, it appears. And you got to be really excited about the potential of making a significant discovery here.
This one's very, very exciting. Let me tell you a story on that. 2 years ago, we just had a soil testing drill that would just touch the rock, and so we punched a bunch of holes around, and out of the little rock that we got 14 grams. But we knew something was there, and we wanted to get to it, but Mamazingo seemed more promising at the time. While we were doing Mamazingo, my geologist, I was talking to him on the phone one day, and he said, geez, he says, a couple of local guys said that there's a bunch of miners over at our Susie River property. So I suggested that Keith go over and take a look. Well, he went over and took a look and reported back that there were 50 or 60 people there digging pits. And they had a rock crusher there, and they were obviously getting gold out of the property. So I suggested he send back the our local geologist to just go over and casually walk around and grab me a bunch of rock samples, which he did. He ended up with about 14 samples. We had them assayed, and we were just flabbergasted at what they were doing. So it was our plan this spring, this year, to get into there and drill. There were 50 or 60 people working there last fall, John. Mm-hmm. Now, the spring rains get pretty bad in Tanzania, and the pits all got flooded. They had a couple small pumps there, but it couldn't keep up with it. Mm-hmm. So when we went out there this year, the pits are, you know, they were still full of water, and they pretty well abandoned the place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we put a drill grid from one end of the pits to the other, and that's probably, the pits are running in length now probably about 400 meters by 150 meters wide.
What sort of geological target are we talking about here, Harold?
You know what? We don't have any IP or anything on it. We thought, well, the pits are there. Let's just drill it. The gold is disseminated completely through the rock. It's not a vein. All the samples that we had, you couldn't see. You couldn't see any visible gold, or you couldn't see any visible quartz or anything. It was. It had some pyrite in it, chalcopyrite.
Really?
So the good news is it's disseminated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We were worried at first that it might have been just a vein that they were chasing, but apparently not.
So that really broadens the picture considerably here. So
it does. The artisanal miners in Tanzania are the best prospectors you can get.
That's how Canaco made their big discovery.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, these guys go around and dig holes and dig pits. On Mamazingo, there was an old pit there that was done years ago. They figured it was a colonial pit, or what they call a colonial pit. It was 130 meters deep.
Wow. Yeah, they know what to go after there, and they find it. So obviously there is gold there. The question is, what is the extent of the mineralization? So you're drilling a 3,000-meter RC program right now as we speak.
Yes, we are.
And that started on time, and everything is proceeding well with that. Is that correct?
Yes, I had an email last night, and they've completed 230 meters so far.
Alrighty.
So that's probably a couple holes, John. We're going to do, you know, 115 meters per hole.
So about 25 holes in total in this phase one program. So what you're going to do is drill these 25 or so holes down to a depth of about 100 to 125 meters each, and with an RC rig, and that'll give you a pretty good understanding of how things look and where to go in a second phase program. Is that correct?
Exactly correct, yes. We've got the driller lined up for another 3,000 meters, provided we get some value out of the samples.
Well, I mean, it's hard to imagine that you won't.
It's really hard to imagine.
given the work you've seen at that property with local miners and the gold that they've dug up there, and so you're definitely drilling into a very interesting target, and this could really, you know, possibly catapult your company here considerably if you do find something.
Yes. The nice part about the where we're drilling is three quarters of it is under the what they call the Buga clay,
mm-hmm.
which is a some terrible stuff when it gets wet.
Yeah.
What the locals do is this is where they grow their rice. They make their rice paddies in it.
Hmm.
So nobody's ever seen that rock underneath there. It's like drilling in a swamp, you know. Nobody's ever seen it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't go and bang on anything and get outcrop or anything else out of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's all covered up.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see what the drills uncover there. That's
yes.
Going to be something we'll be watching very, very closely. Now, do you have any kind of timeline? I always hate asking this question, but investors always want to know, you know, how soon may we see results? How are you set up in terms of, you know, your people on the ground there in terms of logging core and sawing and getting it off to the assay lab? How close is your assay lab? Any idea, any guidance on when you might start to see some initial drill results out of Susie River?
We're hoping 2 to 3 weeks. We're about 60 Ks from the lab,
mm-hmm.
So we're running the samples. And a lot of it, the labs, of course, they you know, first come, first serve type of thing. They have to do it, operate that way. So it just depends on how much work they've got. When we checked with them before we started drilling, they were saying they're not real busy at that time. Now, if somebody brings in 5,000 meters, you know, the week before we get there, then, you know, we're in the waiting game. But we're really hoping for 2 to 3 weeks.
You're also blessed in Tanzania, from what I understand, with a very experienced, very well-respected geologist.
We've got some very good people. Mike Griffiths, who was part of Sub-Sahara and is the director of CURRI, spent 14 years in Tanzania. He made a very nice discovery there of 4.5 million ounces. Zango, which is about 20 Ks northeast of the Mabali property, and on the same structure. On the ground, running our everyday operations, we have a fellow by the name of Menenseya. Menenseya is a local, born in Mwanza. Been a geologist for 25 years now, extremely knowledgeable. He worked for Sub-Sahara for 12 years. When Sub-Sahara sold all their properties out, he went to work for Barrick for a year or so and has decided to go on his own and come back with us. So we're very, very pleased to have him. Menon knows all the locals. He knows all the government officials. He knows all the mining people. And he's very, very well respected in Tanzania.
That makes a huge difference, you know, when you got somebody on the ground like that. I mean, you're in St. Catharines, Ontario, the mining capital of Canada, just kidding, but you're in St. Catharines and, you know, you're doing, you know, these projects way out in Tanzania, and, you know, to have somebody on the ground like that, that is your head geologist, who's so experienced and respected, makes all the difference in the world.
It's a huge advantage, John. You know, when you go to a strange country, I mean, you walk in there and you don't know anybody. That's the normal procedure. We got very lucky with Sub-Sahara having Menon around, Mike having all his experience. It's just fantastic for us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm extremely comfortable with Menon. I've met him. I've been over there with him in Tanzania. I've been on the Mwali ground with them. Very, very competent person.
You got a lot going for yourselves there in Tanzania, and it's going to be really interesting to follow this company. Obviously, you want to ramp up your exploration efforts there and take advantage of this robust market to make some things happen and explore your highly prospective grounds there.
Yep, the gold price only gets better every day.
It does, yeah. It's been a lot of fun watching what gold has been doing lately, and the market for juniors certainly is heating up. So I think you're in an excellent position to really make some things happen there. So we wish you the best of luck, and we'll certainly be keeping in touch with you, Harold, in the weeks ahead, in the days ahead, in the weeks ahead, as we follow the drill program currently underway at Susie River, and we're looking forward to results on that. And there's so much to talk about with your company, Harold. We haven't even touched on the scatting property in Ontario that you've optioned to TrueClaim, but that is also an asset of the company, and there are some interesting results coming out of scatting.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about that plus a bit more regarding Tanzania in part two of our interview with you, which we will doing in about a week or so. So we thank you for your time here this afternoon, Harold, and it's been a pleasure having you on BMR for the very first time.
Thank you very much, John. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to a special audio interview, part one, here on bullmarketrun.com with Harold Smith, president and CEO of Curry Rose Resources, CUI, on the TSX Venture Exchange on bullmarketrun.com, where we bring you home run opportunities in the junior resource sector.